What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Lived Inspired Podcast. Today, I talk about one of the most overlooked variables when it comes to weightlifting. This variable itself will help you grow more muscle. Let's find out what it is. Woo! What is going on, you beautiful people? So, welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I'm super excited for this episode itself, as this topic itself, I don't think it's really talked about, or it's often very, very overlooked in terms of the fitness side of things, especially trying to grow muscle. But this is actually one of the most important things when it comes to growing muscle in terms of like doing your exercises. Now, what is it? What is it? It is stability. So with this exercise itself, well, stability is not an exercise, but with this kind of topic about stability, on this podcast, I'm going to talk about the importance of stability for muscle growth. So to kind of give you a little reference itself, what stability is, let's just say you had a chair, right? Usually chair has four legs. Now, let's just say you took off one of the legs, right? So it only has three legs down. How willing are you going to sit down on that chair? Or how strong is that chair now, right? Versus if you had four legs on that chair, right? It's very, very stable. You're probably not going to think about falling over. But now if it has three legs itself and you go down and sit down, you know, you might be a little more stable. You might be scared to kind of sit down in the chair. You're probably going to fall over, right? Because it lost one of those legs itself. Now, with the same idea with stability in terms of exercises, this is the same kind of concept. This topic itself, it's like the stability is that fourth leg, right? Let's say you only have three legs on a chair. Stability is that fourth leg on that chair. Now, let's talk about how stability helps, right? Stability helps by really making sure that we're not limiting yourself. Let's just say a lot of times it's like our core or some other kind of muscle groups that are not like tightened up. Something that's not kind of tight in that chain, that's going to cause us to kind of lift less weight. But when we have this stability in our list, we're able to kind of really lift a lot more weight itself and also focus on the muscle group more, which we're lifting more of the weights is going to help progressive overload, which is going to ultimately help you build that muscle, right? And now muscle is what gives your body that shape. And I tell that time in and time again, because most people don't realize that, right? Most people kind of cut down, never really think about kind of keeping their muscle itself. Or let's say when they're first starting out, they kind of go straight into the cut and just want to kind of lose as much weight as they can, not necessarily just kind of fat, and then lose a lot of that muscle and they don't look the way they want. Because I hear it so many times over and over and over again. So I want to make sure that you guys are set up for success and have that muscle. So with that being said, three legs instead of four, absolutely detrimental on the chair. This stability, you guys are missing out this factor itself in terms of training. It's going to be detrimental to your training in terms of not being able to get the most results as you want. So let's kind of give you some examples of some exercises, what to do in terms of stability and how it helps. So let's just say a regular row, right? Let's say you have two dumbbells and you bend over and you do some dumbbell rows, right? One of the main kind of limiting factors itself is going to be your core, right? Using a lot of that kind of momentum to kind of really bring those dumbbells up and do a dumbbell row. If you kind of picture yourself doing that. But now if you do a chest supporter row, you eliminate that factor itself with your core being a limiting factor and you're not using that momentum itself. Now all you have to think about is driving your elbows back. So that creates stability in that exercise with that chest supported. Maybe it's a bench itself, maybe it's a lying T-bar row, but that support itself is going to allow you to really just focus on one of the aspects instead of focusing on, you know, keeping your body kind of down and your core being involved, kind of making sure that, you know, kind of tip and fall over with the counterbalance of the weight. Because remember, gravity acts down and then your core is pretty much acting against to kind of hold yourself up, right? Because if you don't have anything holding against yourself when you're kind of bending over, well, guess what? You're going to topple over, right? Because some people don't think about that. But now with the chest supported variation, right, you're limiting that kind of core because you're putting all the pressure on the bench with your body weight itself. And now all you think about is driving your elbows kind of back and doing that row. So you're limiting that variable over there, which will allow you to kind of lift more weight because you're eliminating some variables that might be kind of holding you back. And you have to focus on less things. And let's be real, the main reason why you're doing the row itself is to grow your back, right? Not to really kind of develop those core muscles. So that's the biggest, best example I can give you, right? So by tightening up those muscles themselves too as well, let's say in a barbell squat, right? Let's say a lot of people do a barbell squat and kind of just think about coming up and down. But what you should be doing in the barbell squat itself is tightening up some muscles. Like for example, one is your lats, because lats are going to help stabilize that bar itself. Because if you just do a barbell squat and come up and down, yes, you could probably lift some great weight itself, but your whole body is one chain, right? One unit. Everything is all connected, right? You're not just, your legs not just connected to the bar, but your whole body is. So if you guys tighten up your lats itself, and then really focus on trying to breathe and like tighten up those core muscles by pretty much what we call bracing, right? That's going to help you really lift a lot more weight in that barbell squat, because all your muscles are tightened up now, which is going to cause you and allow you to lift a lot more weight in that exercise, right? So if you tighten up your lats by kind of tucking those elbows down and soft, you can feel that lat tightening up. Really bracing, right? So pretty much just kind of almost like extending your kind of gut over there, really pushing against your stomach and tightening up those muscles over there, taking that deep breath. You guys are going to lift a lot more weight on that barbell squat. I could promise you that 110%, right? So that's another example of stability, right? It's kind of making sure everything's tightened up with your lats, because, you know, if that bar can kind of wobble and kind of just putting the pressure in your legs, you want to make sure your whole chain itself is a nice stable chain, all the muscles nice and tight. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, squeeze your chest muscles, squeeze your bicep muscles when you're doing a barbell squat, but like, you know, just making sure that you brace with your core, but also tightening up those lats themselves, right? So those are two muscles that kind of really help in that barbell squat itself to really make sure you have that stability, quote unquote, which is gonna allow you, I promise you, if you're not doing it right now, I promise you can lift a lot more weight, right? So making sure you have the optimal stability in exercise by tightening those lats, bracing correctly, right? So if you want to learn how to brace too as well, I could definitely make some videos on that. Same thing for bench press itself, right? Having that nice kind of stability itself, because before when I kind of benched, I just had my feet flat and I just kind of lifted the bar, just pressed up and down, had my, you know, even elbows 90 degrees. That was like when I first started benching. And, you know, my max bench was like 95 pounds, right? Like that was terrible. When I first started out, that was my max bench for probably like 6 months, 95 pounds. So it's not very much weight itself. And I could only get like one rep. So with that being said, when I started adding these variables itself, I didn't really have a nice tight chain, right? And now we don't have that stability or that tight chain, like I was mentioning, we're not gonna be able to lift as much weight, right? Like again, your body is one kind of whole chain itself. So for the barbell bench press, you know, squeeze your shoulder blades back, you know, popping your chest up itself, and even squeezing your glutes, right? Squeeze your glutes to as well. And you can easily do this by pointing your feet outwards like a little penguin and bring your feet back, right? So those are some examples how you could create that stability in the exercise. That's why you see those arc and a lot of powerlifters as cause that stability in the exercise, so you don't lose tension, right? And when you come down to as well, you're bracing, just like in the barbell squat, pushing you out against your kind of stomach itself, taking that deep breath, and you're just driving up, releasing that, right? But you're tightening up all the way down so you have the nice tight, and at the very, you know, bottom, you could, you know, breathe out and you could really release that, the pressure all built up inside, and really force yourself to drive those, well, you know, hands kind of ceiling, so you lift more of the bench press. So hopefully that kind of helps over there. Even with the curls themselves, you know, sometimes you do curls, you might see people kind of like swinging the whole body itself. Now, one of the things you could do to kind of really make sure the stability for the curls and not using your shoulder muscles, a lot of times, especially bringing your kind of elbows forward a little bit more on the curls, that's going to work a little bit more of the shoulders, right? Not what we want when we do the curls. Want to work your biceps. So what we could do is squeeze your kind of butt muscles together, right? So when we squeeze your butt muscles together, you're going to have a little bit more stability in kind of that, and flexing your ab muscles themselves so you're not rocking too much, right? So that's going to create a little more stability in the exercise, allow you to lift more weight too as well, and especially just focusing on the bicep and it's not the shoulders. So make sure you guys kind of do those variable cells, make those minor kind of switching cells, and I guarantee you, be able to lift more weight and ultimately see better results. So hope you enjoyed this episode itself. Coach Kev signing out. This is why stability is so important.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.